Lesson 13, Comments 1, Part A, Micro-Listening.
Communicative Function, Identifying Details. Drill 1. You'll hear a very short passage first, and then a question will be asked about what you've heard. Listen carefully and choose the right answer to the question you hear.
1. Sam visited San Francisco on his way to Washington, D.C. He's planning to go to Chicago and Detroit. Now he's on the train to Chicago.
Which city has Sam been to?
2. After buying a toothbrush at a drugstore, Linda walked home. Now she has to go out again, for she has some letters to mail.
Where is Linda going?
3. I went to town for a book this morning. Then I went to a cinema for some tickets. However, at the cinema, I didn't get any tickets, but I bought some chocolates.
What did the speaker buy in town?
4. Jane married Robert 6 years ago when she was 28 years old. Robert was the same age as Jane.
How old is Robert now?
5. I paid $6 for the fish, and I paid $3 for my laundry this morning. So I only have $4 or $5 left in my purse.
How much did the speaker pay for the laundry?
6. The hairdresser's opens at 9 in the morning and closes at 8 in the evening. The drugstore stays open all day and night.
How many hours does the drugstore stay open?
7. Mr. Nelson took the bus and then changed to the subway to see his niece in hospital. He arrived at her bedside with a bunch of flowers.
Where is Mr. Nelson now?
8. After school, Tom went to the library. He stayed there for 2 hours with his friend David, and together they prepared for the French exam the next day.
Where did Tom go after school?
Drill 2. In this part, you'll hear a passage. It will be read just once. When a question is asked, choose A, B, C, or D for the best answer.
The time now is 6 p.m. Before we begin our usual sports program, we have some urgent news for you. A severe thunderstorm is approaching our area. In a couple of hours, we'll be having high winds and heavy rains, accompanied by thunder and lightning. The Traffic Bureau warns you to stay off the road during the storm. We now return you to the 6 o'clock sports news.
1. At about what time will there be a storm? 2. What program has been delayed?
End of the tape.
Part B, Macro Listening, Dialogue 1, Children and TV.
Exercise 1. Listen to the dialogue and choose the best answer to each question you hear.
Hey, Helen, listen to this letter in the paper. Here's someone who feels exactly as you do about television.
Oh, yes, read it to me.
Sir, I'm very worried about the effects of television, especially on our children. Firstly, there are a lot of violent programs. Secondly, the advertising is very bad for them. Children see advertisements for sweets and toys, for example, and always want to go out and buy them. Thirdly, sitting in front of the television set all day is bad for their eyes. All my children wear glasses. Finally, watching television is not creative. I think it is very important for everybody to do something creative, such as playing a musical instrument or painting. When I say this to my children, they just do not answer. They are too busy watching TV. I have decided to sell my television set, as this seems to be the only solution. Yours, a very worried mother.
I quite agree.
But don't sell our TV before the World Cup in Mexico.
Question number one. What is the letter mainly about?
Question number two. Why didn't the children answer their mother?
Question number three. What did the mother decide to do to solve the problem?
Question number four. What did the man say to his wife after he had read the letter?
Question number five. What can you infer from the dialogue?
Exercise two. Listen to the letter again and, while you listen, write down in note form what it says about television.
Hey, Helen, listen to this letter in the paper. Here's someone who feels exactly as you do about television.
Oh, yes, read it to me.
Sir, I'm very worried about the effects of television, especially on our children. Firstly, there are a lot of violent programs. Secondly, the advertising is very bad for them. Children see advertisements for sweets and toys, for example, and always want to go out and buy them. Thirdly, sitting in front of the television set all day is bad for their eyes. All my children wear glasses. Finally, watching television is not creative. I think it is very important for everybody to do something creative, such as playing a musical instrument or painting. When I say this to my children, they just do not answer. They are too busy watching TV. I have decided to sell my television set, as this seems to be the only solution. Yours, a very worried mother.
I quite agree.
But don't sell our TV before the World Cup in Mexico.
Dialogue 2. A panel discussion on smoking.
Exercise 1. Listen to the dialogue and choose the best answer to each question you hear.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to our program. Let me introduce this week's panel, Mrs. Perkins, a housewife and mother of three, Miss Lessing, a law student, Police Constable Hardwick, and last but not least, John Henderson, a 16-year-old schoolboy. The question for the panel this evening is, smoking should be banned in all public places, including the street. Does the panel agree? Mrs. Perkins, can we have your opinion first?
Yes. I quite agree that smoking should be banned in all public places. I don't smoke myself, and cigarette smoking bothers me. I think it bothers most non-smokers.
Constable Hardwick, what do you think?
I agree entirely that smoking should be banned in all public places that are enclosed, like offices, shops, clubs, etc., but I don't think it should be banned in the street. I mean, in the street, it doesn't harm anyone but the smoker himself, and that's the smoker's business.
Miss Lessing?
Well, I don't agree at all. I don't think it helps to ban things. If you ban smoking in all public places, more people will want to do it. People always want to do things that are not allowed to.
And now, can we have your opinion, John?
I think tobacco smoking should be banned altogether in public and private places. In the first place, it's a dirty habit. In the second place, it's dangerous to your health.
Thank you very much, John.
Question number one. Who took part in the panel discussion that evening?
Question number two. What can you conclude from the panel discussion?
Exercise 2. Listen to the dialogue and fill in the table with the major points of the panel discussion.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to our program. Let me introduce this week's panel. Mrs. Perkins, a housewife and mother of three. Miss Lessing, a law student. Police Constable Hardwick. And last but not least, John Henderson, a 16-year-old schoolboy. The question for the panel this evening is, smoking should be banned in all public places, including the street. Does the panel agree? Mrs. Perkins, can we have your opinion first?
Yes, I quite agree that smoking should be banned in all public places. I don't smoke myself, and cigarette smoking bothers me. I think it bothers most non-smokers.
Constable Hardwick, what do you think?
I agree entirely that smoking should be banned in all public places that are enclosed, like offices, shops, clubs, etc., but I don't think it should be banned in the street. I mean, in the street, it doesn't harm anyone but the smoker himself, and that's the smoker's business.
Miss Lessing?
I don't agree at all. I don't think it helps to ban things. If you ban smoking in all public places, more people will want to do it. People always want to do things that are not allowed to.
And now, can we have your opinion, John?
I think tobacco smoking should be banned altogether in public and private places. In the first place, it's a dirty habit. In the second place, it's dangerous to your health.
Thank you very much, John.
This is the end of Lesson 13.